She was young, cheerful, and buzzing with life. He was a dream come true. Well-educated, well-mannered, good-looking, and successful. I went out with them a few times, but I did not feel very welcomed. He was civil, but cold, and we just did not blend up as a group. She was blown away by her new amour, and she did not notice that we did not do anything together anymore. Nonetheless, I was very happy for her, so I resided in the back seat and kept my mouth shut. We met every once in a while to catch up, and he was all we talked about, which was fine by me, until all I heard from her was, "I'm not feeling well. I'm out of mood. I miss my friends. I'm so lonely. Am I pretty? I want to leave him. I can't leave him. I left him. We're back. I made him hit me when I insisted to talk about us right after he came from work. He apologized. How do I hide that bruise?" And more. He sucked the life out of me and let me down a million times. I was emotionally blackmailed into a relationship that seemed to drag on forever. Yesterday, we had a fight, and his fingers were printed in blue on my cheek. I could hear me sobbing. I'm not sure what hurts more, the bruises on my face, the wounds in my heart, the deep scar in my pride, the poison in my veins, or the longing for my old self and old life. He made me feel as if he was a godsend gift to pull me out of my stinking brothel. He hated all my friends who envied me for having him. He hit her when he had a tough day at work. She's a bitch if she has a social life. She's pushing her body onto men if she dresses nicely. She's not allowed to argue with him in private and is forbidden to voice a contradicting opinion, or any opinion, in public. I literally had to report to him. I was accountable for every what, when, where, why, who, which, how, and how often that takes place today, might take place tomorrow, and that took place last year, the year before, or 10 years ago. On the other hand, she was not allowed to complain, question, or inquire. She cannot say no, or she will be express shipped to Lonely Island again. She was robbed of her right to choose, and she was denied her right to be fulfilled. I was a slave in the dungeons of a cruel, merciless master she called boyfriend. She was starved for love and attention, humiliated in private and public, emotionally blackmailed, brainwashed, forced into sex, cheated upon, restricted, isolated, intimidated, neglected, and beaten up. What was my excuse? Ah, yes, it was the fear of loneliness. This was the knife that the loving boyfriend held to her throat and stuck in her heart. She had to obey and conform to the rules, or else she would be abandoned. She would have the "I am single again" stigma for life. No man would take me. No man would want me. And I would grow old and die alone. The trick was to get the slave to depend on her master. When it came to social acceptance, some care, infrequent attention, physical gratification, financial support, or any other dangling carrot that would keep her locked up in the cage. She knew how hard it was to break free from his chains. She worried about his reaction. She was not sure if she could face the world on her own, and if she preferred the devil she knew to the many other devils out there, she was too scared to even try to know.
Kiss your skin, I taste your sin, I make your sickness mine. I waste my time, I waste my strength, a wasted tasteless wine. Why do I insist? We believe in life, in everything. Insanity we breathe in fire, the answer to our prayer.